Welcome to the College Admissions Process Podcast presented by Prep Expert. Prep Expert offers live online SAT and ACT courses with the best score guarantees, instructors, and curriculum. Go to prepexpert.com to guarantee your child's success. Welcome to The Cap, where we are here to speak with college reps and other professionals in the field of college admissions to help answer all your questions and guide you through every step of the process. So if you're serious about college admissions, you've come to the right place. Are you ready? Let's talk about it. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Durante. Welcome to The Cap, the College Admissions Process Podcast. I am your host, John Durante, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you today Katie McKeon, who's an admissions counselor at High Point University. Now, we did an episode with High Point back in episode number 2, so it's an honor and pleasure to have Katie with us today. How are you? And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much. Like I said, we did an episode back in episode 2, which was a long time ago. So looking forward to hearing about all the great things that you've done since we last did that episode. So, Katie, let me ask you, have there been any notable changes or developments at High Point University since episode 2 was recorded? And please feel free to include anything such as new programs, campus facilities, or any other unique opportunities for students.
Yeah, so we actually have a lot going on right now. We are adding 3 new graduate programs, law, dental, and optometry. So breaking ground on those buildings coming very soon. So that's super exciting. And we also have a new student center that is also being in the process of being finished at the moment. It doubles as a dormitory, but also will be the hub of several restaurants and other local shops for students to have access to. So a lot of things are going on at High Point right now.
Well, that's fantastic. New facilities for students and additional programs in law, dental, and optometry. I know you have a ton and you're adding so much more, and that's great. You know, when you hear about a campus that continues to build, that means you're thriving. That means your students are happy to be there. And you guys are working really hard to foster that family community. I know a lot of students that have graduated, some that are still there, and they have nothing but great things to say about High Point. So congratulations to you and the entire High Point family. So I know firsthand that so many of these students are there, they're applying, they're happy. So what can you tell us about life on and off your campus at High Point University?
Yeah, so I think what I love a lot about High Point is that there's always something going on. We always have, you know, events, great things happening on and off campus at all times. Majority of our students do come from out of state. So it's really nice that we're not a backpack university and that, you know, students aren't going home on the weekends and there's always something to do. We have over 300 annual events a year. So it's not like something where you won't see anything really happening.
Well, that's fantastic. It's great that you're not a backpack school. You have a ton of students from out of state, which we'll talk about a little later.
Yeah.
So another thing that's really important to students and their parents is the cost of college. Obviously, that's a major consideration. So Katie, can you share what types of financial aid and scholarship opportunities are available to students at High Point University?
Yeah. So specifically this year, we are offering a really cool 100 by 100 centennial grant because believe it or not, High Point is turning 100 years old in 2024.
Wow.
So every single applicant this year will have the opportunity to receive a $10,000 scholarship over 4 years. So $2,500 for each year, which is something that we've never done before. But we're really trying to help those families, you know, with multiple students in college. And, you know, our other scholarship opportunities, they range from $5,000 to full tuition. And we give students the opportunity to increase the base amount that they would receive if they were to receive an acceptance as well.
Fantastic. And what are the different ways that a student may apply to High Point? Mm-hmm. And is there a benefit to applying one way over the other? And what I mean is, you know, early decision, early action, and what have you.
Yeah. So we are on the Common App, Coalition, and on our High Point website. So there's tons of ways to apply to High Point. But, you know, I would say ED, we do provide benefits to those students that do apply ED. So we'll provide students with 10 benefits if they go ED, because we feel that if they, you know, are making the commitment to High Point, we're going to make the commitment to them so they get priority in making their class schedule. So say they prefer night classes over morning classes, they'll get priority in picking their dorm, priority parking, early access to talking with their success coach, who is their primarily their advisor, and all of that as well. So definitely ED, you get a ton of benefits that come with it.
Well, we appreciate that. And so let's dig deeper into your overall application process. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the transcript is the most important part of the academic portion of the application.
Yes.
Can you walk us through what you're looking for when reviewing an applicant's transcript? And does it differ based on the student's intended major?
So yes, it does, differ on the student's intended major. You know, I do look for the type of courses that they are taking. Say if they're going into a science major, I look to see what science courses that they are taking, just to make sure that they're prepared, you know, going into those core lab science courses when they do come in as an undergrad at High Point, because we grant those opportunities starting their freshman year. I also look for not just their academics, but their involvement as well. I want to see if they're a well-rounded student, well-rounded individual, because that'll show me how prepared they will be, you know, coming to a university where our students are well-rounded individuals and typically do just more than one thing on a regular basis.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. And of course, you're looking at that transcript because you want to make sure, number one, that the student can handle the work mm-hmm. on your campus at High Point once they're there. So what better indicator but to see past academic success? And of course, that's mm-hmm. why that transcript is so important. So yes. Katie, how important are extracurricular activities in your admissions review process? And does mm-hmm. that differ based on intended major?
I say it, you know, I don't think it would differ on a student's intended major. It gives me an idea of more so the type of student that they are, whether that I have met with them or not. You know, if I see a student that maybe has a shop on, say, like Etsy or something like that, I can say, oh, they would be like a great business major, entrepreneurship, because they've already had experience in starting that business. But extracurriculars are very important just because it gives me an idea of how they will make that transition between high school and college. You know, a lot of the students that I work with from Long Island are out of state. So I get a lot of questions on, you know, how do you handle that transition of going so far away from home? So definitely being involved definitely really does help a lot. And it helps them, the students more specifically, making friends, getting out there, keeping themselves busy outside of their normal Monday through Friday classes.
Fantastic. And like we said, the transcript is an indicator of how you're going to perform in classes. The activities that you participate in, students, while you're in high school, that's an indication to admissions in terms of the type of community member you're going to be once you're on their campus. So it's very important to be involved academically, socially, with all of your clubs and extracurricular activities. So we appreciate that overview, Katie. Thank you so much. And you mentioned the out-of-state nature of your campus. I know you have a lot of kids from out-of-state. Is mm-hmm. there a limit to the percentage of students you can accept from out-of-state? And does the application process differ for your in-state and your out-of-state students?
I would say it doesn't differ. We look at every student the same, kind of that holistic approach, more so to speak. We don't have a limit when it comes to accepting out-of-state students, which is really good to note as well. We love students that come from out-of-state because that only, you know, helps in marketing High Point University, but also, you know, making High Point well-known all across the country. We have students that come from as far as California, Hawaii, to other countries. So definitely we love getting those out-of-state students in as well.
Fantastic. And getting back to the overall application review process, what are some of the things that students do to demonstrate their interest in attending High Point University? And do you track such things as part of the college's admissions process?
Yeah, I would say demonstrated interest is a huge part of our admissions process. We want to make sure that our students love High Point and see themselves at High Point. So booking a campus tour, attending one of our many admissions events that we have over the year, such as open houses, things like that. But also speaking with their admissions counselor. All of the admissions counselors host different interviews with students all across their areas in the country that they work in, you know, during this time of year. So definitely speaking with that admissions counselor and making sure that those admissions counselors really know their name and know their story before they read the application is really important.
Well, I'm really glad that you talked about visiting campus, which of course is an important part of the overall college search process. We speak a lot on the podcast episodes about how if you can't visit before applying, it's certainly worth your while to visit before committing if you are in fact accepted, because it's really hard to replicate the feeling you get when you're on that campus to determine whether or not a school is truly the right fit for you. So Katie, how can campus visits help students make informed decisions? And what are some of the questions they should be asking to help determine whether or not High Point University is the right fit for them?
Yeah, I think campus tours are really important just because it really allows the prospective student to see themselves at that university. They kind of get to see the university on a regular day with students walking to and from classes, seeing students in a classroom environment. So it really helps them visualize themselves in this university and see if it's the right fit for them. I think some of the good questions that I've seen on campus tours is, you know, what typically, how many classes does a student typically take? What time do the classes typically range from? Things like that. Getting more of a student perspective, asking more student perspective questions, because typically campus tours are given by students, current students. So maybe asking them more of those personal questions to kind of get an idea of what an overall average student is like.
Fantastic. And Katie, I also received some inquiries from parents asking about students that are homeschooled. Mm-hmm. So how does the application review process differ for students that are homeschooled, and what advice would you provide them in terms of representing themselves in their best light on their application?
Yeah, so we actually at High Point University have a homeschool counselor that deals with just especially homeschool students. So that's really good to note as well. And I think the best advice I could give is just, you know, making sure that you're advocating for yourself and your student as much as possible by connecting with that admissions counselor and making sure that the clear communication is there, just because transcripts for homeschool looks different across the board. Sometimes there's co-ops, or sometimes, you know, it's just through a public school, things like that. So definitely working with the parent, working with the student, and working with that admissions counselor is going to be huge in that process.
And how does the university support students once they are enrolled? And what kinds of resources and services are available to help students succeed academically and even socially? You know, there's a lot of students that may have had an IEP or a 504 mm-hmm. plan while in high school, and they're nervous about the transition to college. So what supports does High Point University offer?
We offer a ton of areas of support. We have different programs ranging from learning excellence, where students will actually have the opportunity to work one-on-one with a coach to learn different study techniques, time management skills, things like that. Students, all freshmen, are also given a success coach at High Point University, which essentially is their advisor who works with them to make sure they're on track academically, undergraduate-wise, but also make sure that they're making the transition between high school and college very smoothly. So getting involved, are aware of all club meetings, give them ideas of some clubs to maybe join or organizations to join, things of that nature. Another program that I also love that we offer is Summer Advantage. So this actually takes place in the summer for current incoming freshman students. It's a way for them to, one, get ahead on classes, two, get adjusted to the High Point area, and also to meet people that are also going to be going to High Point University in just a few short weeks at that point. So it's a really good way to get to know the campus, get to know professors, and get ahead, you know, classroom-wise, and already kind of get adjusted so they're ahead of the game when they move in come August.
Well, I appreciate that everyone gets a success coach, again, to help with the transition. And you also offer mm-hmm. the Summer Advantage program. As you said, it's for freshmen. They come to campus during the summer. They take a few classes. They acclimate themselves not only to the campus, but to the general area to help prepare them for their 4 years of college and beyond. Mm-hmm. So, Katie, this has been a phenomenal conversation. You've been awesome. But I was just curious, is there a question I didn't ask today, or a topic that I haven't brought up yet that you'd like to share with us now?
I don't think so, no. I think, you know, High Point, everyone has seen it, you know, via social media ads, TikTok, anything like that. So anything that they want to know about High Point is right at their fingertips, and they just have to go and find it. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate it. And so that leads us to our last question, which is, what are your top three pieces of advice that you would provide a student and their parents getting ready for the college admissions process?
I think my first piece of advice would be, don't overthink the essay. You could look at it 5,000 times and it'll still be the same, and you'll still have the same worries about that. So just submit it. Don't overthink it. Another thing that I would say is, don't be afraid of your admissions counselor. Always feel free to have that open dialogue. Admissions counselors are here to help you. They're not here to make it harder. They're here to make it easier. So one piece of advice I have is, just don't be timid when going into those conversations. And the third piece of advice I have is, apply earlier the better. So when it comes to early action, early decision, always do those types, because regular decision, it kind of puts you more at the back of the line, which I don't think a lot of parents and students realize when it comes to scholarship opportunities, things like that, of that nature. So definitely looking into those early action, early decision options rather than the regular decision options.
Well, we appreciate that. And I just want you to know that if there are any links that you want me to add to the show notes, please give them to me. And of course, we'll make them available to the students and parents. Yeah. I'm so happy, as I know that this conversation is going to help so many students and their parents as they navigate through the process. Katie, you were awesome. We hope to have you again. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And good luck to everyone out there with the college search. Take care. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am your host, John Durante, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The CAP. Hey, podcast friends, if you've been enjoying the College Admissions Process Podcast, I'm excited to share my new book, Straight from the Admissions Office, Insider Strategies for College Applications. It's packed with insights and tips from over 250 podcast episodes with admissions professionals designed to make the college process less overwhelming. Whether you're a student, parent, or college counselor, it's a valuable resource for navigating the admissions process. By grabbing a copy, you're also helping to support the podcast. The links are in the show notes. Thank you, and best wishes to all with the college admissions process.